This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. My name is Megan Stackey, and I am an entrepreneur in residence at General Motors. I'm also a graduate student at Parsons School of Design, getting my master's degree in strategic design and management. I want to state that any statements that I make today do not reflect my employer nor my graduate program. They are entirely my opinions.
Megan, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, it's my day job. I spend all of my hours of the work week pretty much doing entrepreneur of residence things. To give a little bit of flavor to that, that means I help vet new ideas in our company. I help identify them, so kind of that entire ideation funnel. That involves a lot of traditional design thinking activities, business case analysis, et cetera. And I also help lead concepts through early stages of incubation, typically those early experiments that would get us to MVP, and we would graduate that concept out into the broader organization.
Megan, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
I would say there's been a lot of successes, but also a lot of challenges. The space is relatively ambiguous to a lot of folks, especially in established companies. So I think I have a little bit of a unique point of view, and these EIR roles are most often found in VC firms, business schools, maybe law firms. We're starting to see them more and more in big companies, which is great. Companies are trying to think about how do we want to innovate? How do we want to do things differently? But those roles themselves are a little bit undefined. So it becomes difficult for the EIRs in these big companies to say, okay, what do we want these roles to be? I think there's a lot of inconsistency throughout some big corporations on what the specific roles and responsibilities are. And a lot of people, especially that are in established industries, just don't know what it is. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done to standardize the role across kind of the innovation space more broadly. I'm starting to see some academic institutions start to focus on that. I think the past few years, maybe 5 to 10 years, you're starting to see some of these design and business hybrid programs pop up, which is exactly the program that I'm in now at Parsons. Other design schools like Pratt have them as well. MBA programs are starting to have entrepreneurship focused programs. So everyone's trying to address it. It's just not super consistent. I would say that's probably one of the biggest challenges of trying to make this work. It's very company specific or industry specific right now.
Megan, what advice would you like to share with other entrepreneurs in residence?
Sure. Great question. You know, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of ambiguity in this space. You've got to be okay with that. If you're interested in being an entrepreneur in residence or getting into the innovation space more broadly, you have to understand that this is new. There's a lot that we're still trying to figure out and to be comfortable with that. I also think you have to have a passion for learning and problem solving. This is kind of the core of that entrepreneurial spirit, right? That you're trying to solve problems. Really, you're running very structured experiments early on in a concept and in a young business. So you've got to have a passion for doing that and knowing that you can fail and learn from that and move on. So that interest in learning and problem solving is key. There's also a lot around, you know, I think a lot of young entrepreneurs and even these EIR roles think, oh, it's messy. Startup life is really messy. It is, but there's a lot of discipline that goes along with it too. You've got to be able to run a well-controlled experiment and understand and measure what worked and what didn't work. That's what you're going to take to your board or your advisors or your VC firm, whoever you're working with, to demonstrate we're making progress. We have the traction and can follow through on what we said that we were going to do. That's going to be super key. And then lastly, I would say the importance of having a good team should not be overlooked. That's something that's really critical. I think a lot of VC firms, especially in early stage, understand that. I think it gets overlooked often in big companies, right? So having a strong team, a very talented team, but also a very well-balanced team is critical at early stages of a startup. And as an EIR, you need to be thinking about, okay, who am I going to put at the table to help this succeed and to get this off the ground?
Megan, where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
Sure. I would love to say there's a ton of literature out there. I think it's still a growing field. but happy to talk to anybody specifically related to what I do and my background. They can reach out to me directly through my website. MeganStakey.com. That's MeganStakey.com.
Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Henrik.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.